for you during this mini camp with the defense?
Well, the mini camp is just a continuation of the OTAs where we're installing our defense, teaching the assignments, the fundamentals, the techniques, and the concepts, different concepts that we will use during the season, and we're installing them now. We're not in the game planning or playing any particular type of offense. It's just installing and inserting all of our concepts.
We've got a lot of reinforcements through the draft, free agency somewhat, along the defensive line. Is the intent to have more platooning this year to give those starters more of a rest during the regular season?
Well, that's a possibility, but, you know, those guys have to earn the right to be allowed to be put in the game. And, you know, you just don't platoon guys just for the sake of platooning them. You know, you don't want to go down in the quality of your play just for the sake of playing guys. But in those guys, and the guys you're alluding to, haven't practiced yet, and I don't know when they'll be able to practice. So whatever contributions they can make is really up in the area.
I was going to ask you, when do you think Tank and Quentin Dial will – be able to rejoin practices?
Not anytime soon, but I don't know the exact date.
You expect them to be available for training camp?
I don't think so in the beginning.
Nnamdi says he's a good fit in this defense. What have you seen that kind of makes him a good fit, or do you feel the same way?
Well, that remains to be seen in Nnamdi's case, too. You know, I do think he's a good fit as a guy and a person. You know, he's been a tremendous guy here. He's learning. He's been a real pro. You know, remains to be seen how well he can cover. You know, guys got to be able to cover at the corner position. But I do think our style of play does potentially fit his style where he's at in his career right now. So hopefully he can make a strong contribution to us. But, you know, that's yet to be determined.
How's Eric Reed coming along?
He's coming along fine, like most rookies are. He's in the struggles of learning what to do. You know, the first step in a rookie's got to learn what to do to where he can actually tell you what he's supposed to do. And then he's got to be able to show you he knows how to do it. And then he's got to be able to make the adjustments on the run that come within those different assignments and techniques. And right now he's somewhere in between. I think he knows what to do. He doesn't always know how to do it, and he doesn't always know the proper adjustments. So, and I think you make a mistake to evaluate any rookie at this point. You know, they're all learning right now. This is the learning stage of how to play, and the true evaluation won't come till the middle of training camp and into the preseason games.
When you have a guy like Dahl back there, can you do more defensively because of his abilities to make calls and to make last-minute adjustments?
Compared to what we've done in the past?
Well, compared to a guy, if Reed was the starter.
Possibly, but I think one of Eric's strong points will be his mental capabilities, and I think he'll get it. And what happens with a lot of guys like that, the light just kind of comes on one day, and it all starts. Right now, it's just the screen is blurry a lot of times. And then one day, that TV screen will be fixed, and it will be like a new HD. So it will just happen at some point.
Nick Howard, McBath, and Stillman in that competition as well.
They're doing fine. What we've done up to this point, all through OTAs and through this mini camp, is Spillman and Dahl have been alternating who works with the first group. And then on tomorrow's practice, Reed will get to work with the first group. So, you know, nobody's set right now.
When you lose two key linemen in the off season, and then Justin's not back and Tank's not here, does it change what you can do, though, this mini camp? Are you able to do what you want to? Does it kind of set you back, for lack of a better term?
No, because what it does do actually for the young players is it gets them more reps. You know, Justin hadn't been taking any reps. Ray McDonald's been taking very few reps. You know, Alden Smith and Ahmad Brooks haven't taken any because of their injuries. And so it does give the younger guys a lot more opportunity to improve. So, and it doesn't set us back. At this stage, we just keep calling as if they're in there.
Did Ahmad have surgery on his shoulder?
He had a issue with his shoulder that he had to get corrected, and I'm not sure if it was surgical or not.
And how curious are you just to follow? Obviously, Justin means so much to your defense. Have you been just following him to see how he's come along in his rehab with that high snap?
He's doing fine. You know, Justin's one of those guys you don't have to follow.
Will you talk with Eric Mangini at all, or is that conversation? I know he's more on the offensive side, but will you talk to him about some ideas on defense at all?
We haven't to this point, and right now he's you know, knee deep into the offensive side, trying to learn our offense and et cetera. So it's nothing that's been planned that would happen. But I mean, just sitting around a table eating lunch or something one day, just, you know, you might have a conversation, but that's not the intent.
What's your early assessment of the guy from Britain, Okoye?
Well, he's like all these rookies here, except he's never played football before. So magnify it to that degree. So he's got a lot to learn. Not just learn, you know, guys play peewee football, high school football, college football for a reason, and he hasn't. So he'll have a lot to learn, but I don't think we'll get a true picture of him for a while.
Do you enjoy that kind of project?
Yeah, just as long as if he's not still a project when if we're forced to play him.
Right.
I mean, what have you, when you look at him, do you see the vast potential?
You see some potential, yes. But still, it's a game that you have to know how to play. And it's going to be a matter of how quickly he learns how to play. You know, he hadn't had anybody hit him yet. He hadn't had a double team yet. He hadn't had to figure out if it's a run or pass, whether he should rush or play the run, you know. So it will be a probably a very slow process with him, much more than a normal rookie.
He's tall and he's got such long legs. Is that going to be, you think that's going to be his major obstacle is learning leverage and trying to make sure that, you know, offensive linemen aren't getting lower than him?
That will be an issue for him. You know, like you like to say with the tall guys, use the height as an advantage, not a disadvantage. So they got to learn to bend their knees and when they need to. But, you know, it's a good point because, I mean, if you did some research over the years, and I'm talking years, there aren't very many successful defensive front players that are over 6'6 or 6'5, you know. Just it's a little harder.
How much did you change the defense in the offseason before coming into these OTAs and minicamps?
Not much at all. Every year you tweak here and there and add a little something here and there, and we've done that, but nothing major.
Is it nice to get Paris Harrelson back? He seems like he's eager to be out there after missing the whole last
year. Yeah, Paris missed playing last year, and we missed him, and it's nice to have him back out there. He's a guy that everybody likes playing with and competing with because he's a competitor, and we're hoping he can come back to his the form that he was showing when he played in 2011.
Well, why hasn't Carlos Rogers been practicing?
He's got a physical issue that he's dealing with, and just being precautionary with him right now.
Pushing the young guys to the forefront?
It does. You know, it forces you to play other guys at corner, play other guys at nickel. It allows those guys would have been anyway, but that's just they're getting his reps that he would have got. They're getting more reps to learn. So it's actually helpful to the younger guys in the backups.
Do you envision Rogers as your nickel guy?
Yeah, right now I do, yes.
Do you expect him to be healthy by training camp?
Yes.
Okay.
And Brooks as well?
Yes.
Vic, couple more? Any of the new faces or rookies make a particularly strong impression on you in particular?
No, not really. Again, because some of them aren't even participating, and some of them are going through that process of learning, and I try hard not to even make an evaluation. Obviously, I notice something really good or notice something really bad, but just try and hold myself back from evaluating anybody. You know, and really what I'm more interested in this camp is last year's rookies, more so than this year's rookies, because those guys, you know, we had the fifth, sixth, and seventh round pick last in 2012, which were defensive guys, and Fleming, Johnson, and Robinson. And I'm more interested really to see where they're at because they should be really a lot farther along, having been here now for a full year. And all three of them are, you know, so I'm pleased to see that. And I'm sure our offensive coaches are, eager to see what the first four picks from that draft are looking like because we didn't get a lot from any of them. So now's the second year where you can really start to evaluate a draft class. So I'm really more interested right now in seeing where those guys are.
So those last one out of those three guys, any?
Yeah, they're all a lot. They're all a whole lot better than they were last year. You know, Cam Johnson is a very viable candidate to make this team right now. Trenton is too. And Darius Fleming was doing very good work at inside linebacker, which we switched him to. at the start of OTAs, and he was doing very good work there until he came, got a little injured there, and been pleased with those three guys. Feel a lot stronger about them now than I did last year at this time.